you're in the right place. Welcome to Empower Humans.
Losing weight. You can do it. Written and edited with help of multiple valued authors. Introduction and conclusion written by Phil Rowson. For more great information and inspiration, visit www.empowerhumans.com. Introduction by Phil Rowson. A little progress each day leads to big results. Anonymous. Losing weight is about more than just losing weight. We humans are creators, and like anything worth accomplishing, losing weight is a creation process that requires focus, dedication, and balance. It requires a belief, a strong belief, in one's ability to follow through. You can do it. Telling yourself that consistently, combined with taking massive actions in the right direction, will change your habits and, in turn, change your life. Aside from perhaps being led here, you are reading this for a few key reasons. Maybe you want to be able to fit into those old clothes you wore during your skinnier days in the past. Maybe you have a skinny friend who makes you jealous, or you have been involved in a relationship that wasn't healthy in a number of ways. Maybe you simply don't want to feel discouraged or a failure in this area anymore. It's time to interrupt those previous patterns and stop suffering. You are priceless. Please know that you are priceless. Now that I've said that, it's your turn. Look in a mirror and tell yourself that right now, and for that matter, every single day from now on. This realization is the first step in not only accomplishing your weight loss and other goals, but maintaining those results long term. Whatever you've been through, whoever may have caused you pain, wherever you've been, you are far more than any of those negative circumstances which, let's face it, taught you, strengthened you, and prepared you for this vital moment. And if you've ever felt like you were struggling alone, as we all have at times, please know that you are definitely not alone. Many incredible, beautiful people have suffered quietly. Now is your time to take your situation and turn it around once and for all. And this time around, we're going to make it stick, my friend. Start with why. Now that you know and are telling yourself about your priceless worth, it's time to establish your why, the reasons you want to accomplish this. It helps to take a moment and meditate on those things, pondering the outcome and the feelings that you desire surrounding the accomplishment of it. If you can close your eyes and really ponder deeply about what your life will be like when you've reached your weight goals, you'll start enabling your own success. How will you feel? How will your confidence improve? If you have children, will they be less worried and more proud of you and your example? Give yourself a strong enough why or set of whys to offset any and all obstacles to your success. Your why is your fuel, and it will bring you on through to the life changes that, let's face it, you've been craving for a long time, and the inevitable time to accomplish them has finally come. Do not get overwhelmed. They say that success leaves clues. Every successful endeavor, be it in business, relationships, personal progress, etc., has required a steady effort. Find a path you can stick to. Depending on your current situation, maybe start by walking for even just 10 minutes a day and progressively improve from there. You will find that the resulting euphoric feelings of increased health, energy, and vitality become addictive, in a very good way. While progressing in those areas, you can incorporate some of the principles found herein, including sensible eating patterns. Maybe combine all of that with consumption of self-help and success literature, reading and or listening, to really center and anchor your mind. For a list of some of the dozens of books and programs I've consumed on these topics, see this link, empowerhumans.com/books-and-programs, all together, empowerhumans.com/books-and-programs. Many of these can be found on YouTube, Amazon, and Audible. Just remember, this is a process of changing previous patterns that likely took a long time to develop and play out. Changing life habits is very, very doable, though. Just remember, number one, you are priceless. Number two, start with why. Number three, do not get overwhelmed. You can do this, and we will be sharing additional resources with you via email and in the coming pages of this book to get you on the right track and keep you there. Chapter 1, Benefits of Losing Weight. Don't worry, this chapter is short, just 2 pages. But could be 1,000 pages because the benefits are many and very far-reaching. The benefits include health, confidence, longer life, and so much more. In our introduction, we talked together about starting with why when doing something worthwhile, such as losing weight. Though it may not be easy, the long-term effects to our health and quality of life make losing those extra pounds, no matter how much it may be, worth every action and step to its completion. Here are some of the remarkable advantages of losing that weight. Weight loss prevents high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. Two of the main reasons for death and disability are stroke and heart disease. By losing weight, we can obtain a 3-in-1 benefit of drastically lowering our chances of high blood pressure, which leads to the occurrence of stroke and heart disease. Besides, you have too much value to contribute in this world to risk cutting your priceless life short. Losing the excess weight will dramatically increase your chances of a longer life by increasing your heart's efficiency and lowering levels of cholesterol and triglycerides, blood fat, in your body. Just remember that your body is a gift from your parents and the universe that we are now going to take better care of. Weight loss can prevent or eliminate type 2 diabetes. Many of the complications arising from diabetes will jeopardize the quality and duration of one's life. While one may be at an increased risk of developing diabetes due to their family genetics, both types, type 1 and type 2, are also strongly linked to being overweight. Regular exercise and loss of weight will help control blood sugar levels and the amount of medication one may need to take. Everything is a choice, and simply choosing to increase physical activity will benefit in minimizing or eliminating diabetes altogether by increasing the heart's strength and the body's blood flow. Weight loss helps reduce your risk of cancer. Men and women both are at increased risk of developing a number of types of cancer due to being overweight. Common types of cancer among women include cancer of the ovaries, uterus, breasts, gallbladder, and colon. Men are at risk also of developing cancer if they're overweight. Some of these cancers include prostate, colon, and rectal. None of this is necessarily meant to scare anybody, but being informed empowers wise and healthy choices that you and those you love will appreciate. Weight loss reduces or eliminates sleep apnea. The condition of sleep apnea brings risks of stopping breathing temporarily while asleep, followed by continual heavy snoring. Sleep apnea can cause drowsiness or sleepiness during the day, and because of being overweight, could result in heart failure. Shedding those excess pounds could help in eliminating this problem altogether. Weight loss greatly reduces the pain of osteoarthritis. With increased weight comes increased strain on the body, especially the muscles and joints such as knees, hips, and lower back. During the waking hours, one is frequently moving about to bathe, commute, take care of others, including children, and so much more. The increased demands that extra weight places on the body during those necessary movements causes increased exertion throughout the body. The load, stress, and tension on these joints decreases proportionately when excess weight is lost. Along with that weight, another thing that could be lost, or at least greatly reduced, is the unbearable pain of osteoarthritis. The benefits of losing weight are almost too many to number. Add these to your list of whys so we have a solid foundation of reasons to get where you want to be. These should all far exceed everything else that would otherwise hold you back. You can do this. Chapter 2: 6 Steps to Ending Bad Eating Habits. Whether quitting your addiction to snacking, too much sugar, or quitting smoking, it starts with knowing what you want, checking obstacles, then handling them in advance. Follow these 6 steps and you'll more easily reach your goals. A client wrote, "Help me. I thought I was finally getting a handle on my weight issue, but the sugar is killing me. I had an awful day. I won't even tell you what I ate today because it is just so unbelievable. All I will say is that 90% of my food today consisted of sugar. I really, really need some help getting past these cravings. I am no doubt a sugar addict. If I could get past this, there is no doubt that I will reach my goal." If you see a little of yourself in this message, you're not alone. Many describe themselves as sugar addicts. They believe if it were only for that one thing, then they could reach their weight loss goals. If you believe one thing stands in your way of losing weight, consider this. What if that one thing, an addiction to sugar, for instance, were gone? Do you really believe if I could get past this, there's no doubt that I will reach my goal? Or is it an easy excuse to stay stuck? If I told you I could show you a way to stop craving sugar, would you want me to show you how? Think about that for a moment. Close your eyes and really think it through. You said if only you didn't crave sugar, then you could lose weight. But is that really true for you? Ask yourself these questions. Would you eat differently? And if so, how? Would you act differently? And if so, how? What else would change and what would stay the same? What would you lose? What would you gain? Until you know what you want, know you can achieve it, and know what else will change, i.e., how your life may be different. you can't discover any obstacles that first must be considered. For instance, you may want to stop eating anything after 7 p.m., yet your spouse doesn't come home from work until 8, and he or she wants you to join him or her for dinner. That's an obstacle. If you've got a habit of watching your favorite TV show with a bowl of ice cream, then breaking that habit is another obstacle. If you don't work out ways to overcome your obstacles, perhaps through discussion and compromise with your spouse or habit-breaking exercises for your ice cream habit, there's bound to be a problem. Just saying you're not going to do something anymore rarely works. Instead, determine what might stand in the way of achieving your goals. Find a way around them, and you're much more likely to actually achieve those goals once and for all. The statement, "If this one thing were handled, then everything else would fall into place," is an if-then statement and gets people into trouble. They want a fairy godmother to make it all better. A strong belief that one single thing, such as eating sugar is my problem, sets you up to fail, especially if you really like eating sugary foods. Getting a handle on your cravings is not an all-or-nothing proposition. You must leave room for occasional deviations. It's not the occasional side trip that causes weight trouble. It's the road we usually travel. In NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, a good starting point is the exercise called establishing a well-formed outcome. Well-formed means it meets all criteria of a well-thought-out end result. How to create a well-formed outcome and get what you want. Here are the steps to creating a well-formed outcome. Number one, state what you want, not what you don't want. I want to weigh 135 pounds. Number two, determine whether you can achieve it. Do you believe it is possible? Number three, what resources do you have and what do you need? Time, money, gear, clothes, equipment, coaching, whatever. Number four, check whether anyone else is involved and any potential obstacles that may come up regarding others. Think of everyone involved in your day-to-day life. Number five, picture yourself as if you've obtained what you say you want and see if that picture fits. Do you like what you see? Number six, put together a plan of action for the achievement of your outcome. While it may seem like a lot of effort simply to decide what you really want, going through these steps at the beginning helps you find potential obstacles which previously stopped you from moving forward. For example, if you decide you want to join a gym and start exercising every day, but you've forgotten you don't even own a car and you just lost your job, that exercise plan might not work out right now. If you did join a gym, you'd end up not going and then you'd think you'd failed. Yet it was the plan that failed, not you. You didn't think it through. A better plan in this instance may be doing exercises at home or within walking distance or simply walking for exercise. Later, when you do have transportation, you can rethink the plan and perhaps join a gym then. There are always options. It's better to look at what you want from every angle, then put together a plan you know can and will work. Then, when you know what you want, you'll also know you can make it happen and begin by taking that first step toward making it a reality. Chapter 3, 10 Killer Tips for Rapid Weight Loss. In order to make the most of your weight loss program, finding the most effective ways to burn fat will maximize your results and minimize your waistline. Follow these 10 tips for fat burning if you want to lose weight and lead a healthier way of life. Number 1, drink more water. One of the best weight loss secrets is to ditch the sodas and stick to water. Experts say you should drink approximately 8 glasses of water a day to stay hydrated and healthy. Instead of turning to calorie-laden or sugary-rich drinks, grab a refreshing glass of water. In addition to flushing toxins out of your system, drinking water encourages you to build muscle. Number 2, eat more meals. A traditional 3 meals a day plan just will not cut it if you're in the market to burn fat. Your body is not able to metabolize large meals and will quickly turn any excess into fat. Many experts believe you should eat 6 small meals a day. Be sure you cut back on your food consumption at each meal, or else you will be doubling your intake and doubling your fat storage. Number 3, work out with weights. One great way to maximize the amount of fat you're burning is to add a weight program to your workout routine. Weight training will not only tone your physique, but will strengthen your body and improve your general health. Lifting weights will also burn calories and fat more quickly than traditional exercising, and it will also boost your metabolism. Number 4, choose protein. Choose protein-laden foods for boosting your metabolism and enabling your body to burn fat rapidly. In addition to burning fat, consuming a protein-enriched diet will help you rebuild muscle after workouts and maintain leanness of that muscle. wisely choose proteins for your diet. Take great care to pick proteins low in fat so you do not consume extra calories. Number 5, cut calories wisely. It may be tempting to dramatically cut your calorie intake when starting a healthier lifestyle. Instead, use a step method when cutting your calorie intake to minimize risk. Reducing calories too quickly results in your body rapidly burning all available calories, which will lower your metabolism. Furthermore, you are more likely to maintain your healthy lifestyle through this step method. Number 6, reward yourself. When it comes to successfully dieting to burn the most fat, be sure to reward yourself. Everyone has temptations and favorite treats, so allow indulgence. You'll be less likely to cheat on your new diet if you grant yourself small rewards. If you are a chocolate lover, treat yourself to a small square of chocolate or single chocolate kiss each evening. Number 7, avoid marathon workouts. The biggest mistake people make when looking to burn fat and lose weight is to have one long, extensive workout session. Instead, break up your workout plan into small chunks throughout the day. Take a brisk walk in the morning, enjoy a workout at lunch, and then exercise more in the evening. In addition to staying active all day long, breaking up your workout will better maintain your metabolism. Number 8, mix it up. Choosing to engage in a variety of quality exercises will keep your interest and best allow you to maintain your goal of burning fat. Instead of doing the same exercises each day, mix it up. Opt to swim laps one day, jog another, and bike the next. Rotating your activities will not only allow you to experience a variety of athletics, it will also allow you to better tone your body. Number 9, skip happy hour. For those individuals who want to burn fat quickly, avoid alcohol. Rich in sugars and carbohydrates, alcohol is a calorie-rich substance. These empty calories can add up quickly and take away from necessary nutrients that should be included in your daily diet. Furthermore, alcohol acts as an inhibitor for burning fat, allowing your body to store it more quickly. Number 10, try a low GI diet. A low GI diet is an excellent method of burning fat quickly. This diet encourages individuals to consume high amounts of foods with low rankings on the glycemic index. These foods are nutritious and will aid your body in burning fats and calories at a quicker pace. This diet includes many of your favorite fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy, and grain products. Chapter 4, 16 Ways to Burn Stubborn Belly Fat. Eat less, lose weight? Here's the other stuff you can do to get leaner. Number 1, don't diet to extremes. Reducing calories by 15 to 20% a day will almost exclusively burn fat, while larger cuts in calories will burn a combo of muscle tissue and fat. Muscle drives the metabolism, calorie burning. If you're currently eating 3,000 calories, reduce to 2,400 to 2,550, but do so according to SMART guidelines like those laid out in the Living Health Weight Loss audio. Number 2, graze all day. Professional athletes and models eat all day long, yet keep their total calories under control. The grazing method, 5 to 6 small meals, elevates the metabolism. Each time you eat, the metabolism increases, and over a 6 to 10 week period, that increase can parlay into another 2 to 3 pounds of fat loss. Number 3, increase protein. Carbs, protein, and fat are equal in their efficiency to be stored as body fat, but protein exerts a greater metabolic boosting effect than carbs or dietary fat. When calories drop, protein saves muscle, which helps keep the metabolism elevated. Aim for 1.2 grams per pound of body weight daily. Number 4, play with carbs. Carbs help retain metabolic boosting muscle, yet they can stimulate fat storage. Following a modified low-carb diet, staggering your carbohydrate intake is one of the most effective ways to jumpstart your metabolism and to burn stubborn fat fast. Number 5, go backward. One reason fat loss comes to a halt, the body downgrades its metabolism to meet its dwindling intake of calories. The solution? Dramatically increase your calorie intake once every 2 to 3 weeks. The one-day splurge resets the metabolism by restoring thyroid levels, the calorie-burning hormone that declines with dieting. Number 6, skip the late-night carbs. Carbs eaten before bedtime are more likely to be stored as body fat, so focus on lean proteins and fiber-based vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, and salad fixings. The lone exception, if you train late at night and your goal is to build muscle mass, you'll need the carbs to replenish glycogen and support growth. Number 7, go fish. When calories are controlled, the inclusion of omega-3 fatty acids found in salmon, trout, and sardines may promote speedier fat loss. One study revealed dieters who ate fish on a daily basis lost more weight than those who ate fish just once a week. Number 8. Go spicy. Red peppers, the spicy ingredient in Mexican and Indian dishes, contains capsaicin, which can increase the metabolic rate by affecting the sympathetic branch of the nervous system. Spiking your chicken dishes with red pepper might be a small benefit, or you can gulp 5 to 10 encapsulated grams of capsaicin from your local health food store. Number 9. Don't be cardio crazy. Radically reducing calories slows the metabolism, short-circuiting fat loss. Same is true with radical caloric expenditure. You know, 2 cardio sessions a day. Excess cardio slows the metabolism, promotes a loss in muscle, and even can lower testosterone levels. For real results, stick to 4 to 6 sessions a week, 30 to 45 minutes at a clip, and maintain a high level of intensity. Number 10, separate cardio from weight training. What happens when you do cardio first and follow it up with weight training? You don't build as much muscle density. How about cardio after training? You risk overtraining and the negative hormonal milieu that can stifle the metabolic rate. The best scenario, hit the cardio in the morning on an empty stomach, get in a few meals, and return to the gym later in the day to build muscle density. Number 11, serotonin control. Serotonin is a brain chemical that helps control hunger. Guess what? It can take a nosedive when dieting. Brain serotonin, carbohydrate craving, obesity, and depression, advances in experimental medicine and biology. One way to prevent a drop, smaller, more frequent meals. Number 12, garlic chicken. Mother Earth's flavor enhancer stimulates adrenaline and uncoupling proteins, or UCP. Adrenaline triggers fat breakdown, and UCP, located in metabolically active brown fat, increases calorie burning. Garlic also controls cortisol levels, which can support muscle retention while dieting. For best results, use fresh, raw garlic in your salads or on your other meals. But if you can't handle raw garlic, then use fresh bulbs in your cooking or give supplements a try. Number 13, sip green tea. Green tea contains caffeine and polyphenols, which have been shown to increase calorie burning. These special calorie-burning compounds help burn an extra 100 or so calories a day, about equal to a brisk walk. In maximizing fat loss, every calorie counts. Number 14, fat? Yes, fat. To rip up, you have to eat fewer carbs, but on occasion, say once a week, you can add a little healthy fat, 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil, some red meat, walnuts, or cashews. The reason? Dietary fat can make the body more effective in using and burning fat, as long as calories and carbs remain under control. Number 15, thyroid support. Irony of ironies. When you eat less and try to dump body fat, a lot of times the metabolism adapts and burns quite a bit fewer calories. One way to get around the slowdown is with phosphates. A combo of 537 milligrams of calcium phosphate, 107 milligrams of potassium phosphate, and 25 milligrams of sodium phosphate given to strict dieters yielded a 12 to 19% more elevated metabolism than dieters who did not use phosphates. Number 16, write it down. This one seems simple, but it's one of the most overlooked tips in shedding fat. Dieters who record what they eat meal by meal, day by day, not only make better choices, but cheat less and eat fewer total calories. Writing it down keeps you honest and is a tool for reminding you that getting lean is a day-by-day process. Chapter 5. How do you lose belly fat? The right approach to a flatter stomach. Losing weight is one thing, but there is a more specific question that a lot of people have. How do you lose belly fat? All different kinds of secrets, hints, tips, and techniques have been put forth, some by qualified medical professionals and others by people who don't have any real understanding of the issue. In other words, it can be difficult to learn what the truth is about losing belly fat. Not to worry, we'll take a look at what's true and get you well on your way to a flatter tummy. Let's face it, a flat, firm stomach is considered a sure sign of sex appeal. However, medical research has also shown that getting rid of abdominal fat is a strong indication of a longer, healthier life. See, even though you are probably well aware that carrying too much fat on your body isn't good for you, where you carry it has an effect on your health. Those who have the most fat in their abdomen have increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, and other conditions than those who have extra fat in their thighs, hips, and buttocks. It's not going to shock anybody to hear that the best way to lose belly fat is through eating right and regular exercise. Plus, there is an ever-increasing amount of data pointing out that the fastest way to get rid of the fat around your tummy is by combining aerobic exercise and weight training. A case study. One particular study kept track of 30 overweight women for a period of 6 months. Each was assigned to one of the three following groups: aerobic exercise, combined exercise, or the control group. The first group did a 60-minute cardio workout for 6 days per week. The second group did cardio exercises 3 days a week and weight training 3 days a week, alternating days for each. The control group made no changes. After the 6 month study period was over, the researchers had their results. The women in the aerobic exercise only group had lost 9 inches or 23 centimeters of subcutaneous fat in their abdomens. Not bad, but the group that combined cardio and weight workouts lost close to 24 inches or 62 centimeters, nearly triple the amount of the aerobic only group. When it came to measuring visceral fat in the abdomen, there was a marked improvement as well. Where the aerobic group lost 32 inches or 82 centimeters, the combined lost 37 inches or 93 centimeters. As expected, the control group showed no statistical change. What does this research mean for those that want to get rid of their belly fat? It means they need to get moving. But exercising harder is only part of the bigger picture. You also need to exercise smarter. In this case, that means alternating days of aerobic workouts with days where you focus on weight training. But the real key isn't just the exercise. It's burning more calories than you take in. To lower your total amount of body fat and thereby a flabby tummy, you need to eat right too. The main thing you have to be able to do is maintain your muscle mass, and this requires protein. Then 20% to 30% should come from predominantly healthy fats. Finally, the rest of your diet can be rounded out with carbohydrates. Again, remember to eat fewer calories than you're able to burn. How to lose lower belly fat is a more common question than one would think. The reason being is that it's a very common problem across the world. Think about that for just a second. Not just here in the United States, but worldwide. Sometimes the biggest issue isn't learning how to lose the fat, it's learning how to keep it off altogether. That can be a bigger battle than just getting the weight off to begin with. When it comes to losing lower belly fat and really fat in general, you need to get yourself into the right frame of mind. Commit yourself to your tummy fat loss and weight loss goals. If you don't, you're setting yourself up for failure. After that, line up a good support system to help you get to where you want to be weight-wise. Having people around which have the same goals you do makes that goal more reachable. The reason being is that everyone can draw on the strength of each other and have someone to be accountable to. Choosing the right exercise program is one of the most important parts of losing your lower stomach fat. Now, with losing lower belly fat, you would want to find a program where you could involve crunches into your exercise routine. The good thing about crunches is that you can do them at different angles to target all the muscles in your abdominal area. Some of these angles will let you focus on the lower part of your midsection, which will speed up the elimination of your body fat. Walking is an excellent way of getting rid of the bulge that we all fight with. Not to mention, walking is easier on our joints, and that can end up helping us all in the long haul. Remember, the walks don't have to be miles long, just long enough to get your heart pumping and your metabolism up. Now, the diet part is sometimes looked at as the hardest part of the whole routine. Breaking old habits is tough, and getting rid of things like sweets and high carbs are some of the toughest things to give up. If a person can stick to high-protein meals like turkey breast, chicken breast, egg whites, then they can be on the right track. Also, sticking to plain grilled chicken and salads can make not only a great meal, but it will definitely help you lose weight. Put just a few of these ideas in place and you will be surprised how quickly the lower tummy fat will go away. Conclusion by Phil Rowson. So, you're trying to lose weight and/or get healthy and fit. The foregoing information in this book is meant as a highly beneficial set of principles to be used as a springboard to move you forward towards your goals and potential in that area. Please start by deciding. The word decision literally means to cut off, and the path of change and progress is marked by cutting off less efficient and even damaging prior habits and behaviors. As mentioned in the introduction, losing weight is about more than losing weight. They say that we don't see the world as it is, but as we are. Our minds and the limiting belief windows through which we previously saw the world should be wiped clean so we can see the results of our true potential. You can do this. Fine-tune your mind first. Number one, do not get overwhelmed. Realize that you'll have an abundance of choices, options, and perhaps temptations. Those facts don't have to deter you from your objective. One powerful key to not getting overwhelmed is that you can do this at your own pace and modify an approach that works for you and can keep you on the right track for the long term. You don't have to get lost in the noise of this or any other approach to self-betterment. Do what works for you, but please start by doing something. Being able to maintain healthy patterns that work long term includes common sense and practical choices, some of which may just be slight adjustments. If there are foods you love, by all means, leave room for them. The universe works with balance, and a choice of updated balance for this goal is a winning path. This is not about pain or loss, except for the loss of excess weight. This is a path to a healthier, happier version of yourself. That is our end game and total focus. Number two, pleasure or pain. Personal change first involves a shift in what we associate with pleasure and what we associate with pain. These are the primary motivators of all that we do and at the core of our general trajectory in life. Since the universe demands balance, some of the imbalances created by unresolved physical or emotional trauma and turmoil compel us humans to compensate in various ways. Food is one of many, many ways we humans often try to compensate or offset the effects of turmoil or pain. Notice we say try. These compensating behaviors don't solve problems. The key is this: associate pleasure with the objective and the whole process of getting there. Conversely, pain must be associated with not changing. If you feel like counseling or therapy could assist in this process, please do all you can to meet that need as well. Taking care of yourself is the best investment you can make. Number three, set goals. Set longer-term goals and break those down into daily, weekly, and even monthly goals that work toward that longer-term goal. Meditate and think how good it will feel to meet your goals. If you have a goal to lose 20 pounds or 200 pounds, all you have to do is set a realistic time frame and do the math as to what that will mean you have to do and accomplish each day, week, and month. Quote, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks and then starting on the first one." End quote. Mark Twain. The time to start is now. With a plan and the use of correct principles, anything can be accomplished, I promise. Phil Rowson, EmpowerHumans.com.
Thanks so much for listening to Empower Humans. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit EmpowerHumans.com.